Payne and Pendergast, John Harris in for Seth Payne. Seth back in tomorrow. We're live at Texans training camp. It is day 7. The pads go on again today, I believe, if I'm not mistaken.
I think so. I mean, it's a day before a day off.
Yeah.
But I've seen DeMeco at times, and this is where the sports science and the nutrition, all that comes in. Every single rep, every single player is measured for their output during practice.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't have been surprised if last Friday was part of the booyah base of why they had the walkthrough practice.
Yeah.
They look at all that, they study all that, and they're like, man, these first 2 days, it was really hot.
Well, they went 4 in a row also.
Right.
You know, Wednesday
right.
through Saturday.
Right.
You know?
So I think that might have been it. But man, they monitor every
yeah.
rep, how much they're burning off, how much weight they're losing, how many, you know, MPH they're going, all that.
Oh, it's the really, science is amazing.
The sports science is incredible.
All right, I want to make sure we get this in because we're out in a few minutes here. This is Andre Johnson. This was hilarious, I thought. This was Andre Johnson on with you guys, Johnny, on Texans
yep.
All Access with you and Mark. You guys sat down with Dre and asked, what do you most miss? What do you most not miss about training camp?
To be honest, there's nothing I miss about
any. I knew it. I just want to hear you say it.
I don't miss nothing about any of it. You know, I have people, like, I was out here the other day at practice, and people was like, man, you don't miss playing. I don't miss any of it at all.
Yeah.
Actually, when I'm out here looking at it, I'm always like, how was I able to do this for 14 years?
Yeah.
So, to be honest, it makes you ask more questions than anything. So, I just enjoy coming out, though, to watching it. I love watching practice and just watching the games and things of that nature. So, yeah, I'm a huge fan of football. So, yeah.
That is a man who is at peace with his retirement right
Absolutely.
There. I like hearing that. You know, something it's a big adjustment for guys. And Andre's been retired for a little while now. But that is a man who is, if anything, he's questioning his decisions in his younger years doing this for as long as he did.
What I thought was funny about Dre, there was one year, and I can't remember if it was the offseason or his training camp, and he was kind of angling for a new contract. And he missed the first day, and everybody's like, whoa.
I talked about this very thing earlier in the show.
Yeah,
today.
Nothing happened, and he was back the next day.
Yeah.
Like, they're just guys that understood, and Dre being one of them, he understood his impact on the team. He understood his impact on the guys in the locker room. But he loved ball. And to play it at that point, you know, when he started in 03, when he got here, man, there was 2 days, there were meetings in between. Those were some long-ass training camp practices. In days.
Yeah.
This, you obviously have an hour 45 to 2 hour practice.
Yeah.
And then it's a mental grind the rest of the day
mm-hmm.
because it's a meeting, it's maybe an hour and a half walkthrough.
Yeah.
Sometimes
you're at work.
Sometimes I wanted to be at practice more than I wanted to be at a walkthrough. But that was a training camp grind.
Yep.
I think the NFL's gotten it right with the CBA. And it's filtered down to college and eventually high school. You know, we don't have 2 days anymore, and that's good.
Yeah, we don't have to kill these guys.
But him saying that, you talk to football players after the fact, and you're like, what did you love about playing a game? Sundays. What did you hate about playing a game? Training camp.
Yep.
Like, I mean, almost 100%. Now, there are some psychos that enjoy training camp.
Especially here, like it's
yeah,
90
yeah, yeah.
jillion degrees.
If
yeah.
we did training camp up at the Greenbrier, 24/7, 365 for the training camp up there. Like, all right, you might like, yeah, it's okay. There's just such a difference. Like when a guy walks over to you after practice here, and he's just glistening with sweat.
Oh,
and you're like
soaked.
He wants to go into an ice bath. He wants to go get breakfast. You get the Greenbrier. It's like, yeah, man, I could go another hour.
Yeah.
So that definitely does play a role, but.
And we'll be there next week.
That's right.
We'll be there next week at the Greenbrier.
Awesome.
It's going to be a whole lot of fun. I want to get this either or in with you.
Okay, yeah, let's do it.
All right,
you
and I talked about the first 5 weeks of the season. Texans have kind of an early bye week this year, week 6.
Right, week 6.
Would you rather have the Texans going into the bye week 4-1 with the one loss being the typical convincing loss to the Ravens, or 3-2 but a convincing win over the Ravens in week 5 going into the bye week? 4-1 would mean that you were 4-0 to start the season mm-hmm. and you're feeling good. You're probably one of the big stories in the NFL.
Right.
And
until
And then that Monday after that Ravens game would be same old Texans. That would be the theme. Right?
I know this answer 100%.
3-2 would mean you probably lost the game in the division already, in all likelihood.
Probably.
You know, like the other four games are L.A., the L.A. Rams, mm-hmm. Tampa Bay, and then the two division games against Jacksonville and Tennessee. So that means you've definitely lost either a division game or that home opener against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, because you will have lost two of those four games.
You could have lost the first two. Then win three in a row, which would be the ultimate. I'll take 3-2 and win over the Ravens, because nothing will make a statement for this team more across the national landscape than beating Baltimore in Baltimore.
Yep.
Beating Lamar Jackson for the first time, beating the Ravens for the first time in Baltimore, and really kind of putting a stake in the ground that you're not going to shove us around anymore. And this team understands, okay, we know how to handle this team now.
Yeah.
You think about every start against Lamar Jackson, 19, 20, 23 twice last year. He has dominated.
Never a good one.
Every game. Now, it wasn't until the second half of the playoff game, but he eventually took over the game.
Yep.
If you go and beat them, that's the story going in. And I think also for D'Amico, he now looks at his guys and he's like, you just beat arguably the most talented team in the league, and you thumped them in their own building.
Yeah.
What is it that you cannot do now? And there's nothing at that point. There's nothing that you cannot
do. Well, the one thing you can't do, and I know what you mean by can't do, like capable of doing. One thing you can't do is take that bye week in those 2 weeks to listen to all your press clippings.
And then go to Seattle
Monday night is your first game.
And that's
coming
as
out
tough
of that.
A place as you're
late.
Gonna,
I it's mean, a you know it's a body clock late start. It's like 9 o'clock.
Remember the last time we were in Seattle? Do you remember that day? It could have arguably been the greatest sporting event day in the city of Houston.
It was during the World Series
because it was Game 5 of the World Series, arguably the greatest World Series game ever, and you just couldn't hang on.
Damn. I'm with you, man. I'll take 3-2 with a win over the Ravens.
Yes, 3-2 and win over the Ravens.
It's a long season. We can get that win back. You know,
that's right. We got more division games after that. That's fine. I don't want you to lose the Titans here.
No.
Could I see Gladstone and the Jags knocking us off?
But in Jacksonville in week 3? Yeah, like somewhere, that 3-2 record means somewhere along the way in those four games, there's going to be some tribulations where we're feeling negative on the radio about the team.
That's right.
All right, Johnny, thank you, my friend.
Appreciate it,
brother. Have a good show. All right. Love you, Johnny. Appreciate you. All right. That's it. We're done. We're out of time. Seth will be back tomorrow. Texans Training Camp Live is coming up next. John Harris and Mark Vandermeer, they've got you for the next couple hours. In the Loop, we'll be out here doing their thing from 10 to 2. Appreciate y'all listening. Have a great day, everybody.